Four-time champion Jeff King has towed a large trailer behind his sled since the start of the race. He carries one or two dogs in it at a time while the rest of the team travels down the trail.
Using it both proactively for a dog I just, important to later on in this race, and in the event I see one that has a little tick or lameness, first thing I do is give it a ride and then evaluate it so that if there is something there, it's not aggravated.
King's been resting his dogs en route for years. He says it saves energy for later in the race, and it takes some wear and tear off his equipment. Wear and tear is something this year's mushers know plenty about. They faced miles of rough and rugged snow-free trail early on. Canadian Michelle Phillips says she's definitely roughed up more than her dogs.
It seems that way. Yeah. Definitely.
Her legs are covered in huge purple bruises. Phillips pulls a little blue vial out of her pocket. It's medicine for both her and her dog team.
Homeopathic remedy, Arnica. I've gone through half a bottle, and anyone that stiff or sore has taken it as well.
She's known for homemade remedies she uses to treat stiff and sore dogs.
It's a whole blend that I roll on, and then I make my own massage oil and foot ointment. That's got emu oil and a bunch of herbs and essential oils.
Hans Gott spent some of his 24-hour layover massaging and walking his dogs. He still has his full team. He says he's not letting anyone go until he has to.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not dropping anybody if they don't have to be dropped, that's for sure. It'd be a hoot to get to number 16, but I know it's not going to happen.
Well over half the field still has dog teams numbering in the teens. Those with 15 and 16 dogs will have plenty of speed and power as they push forward toward the Yukon River. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Takotna.